Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, May 19th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Wall Street reacts to AT&T and DirecTV, and Microsoft and SAP expand their partnership. Those stories and more coming up.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
AT&T has agreed to acquire DirecTV for $49 billion, a deal that would make it a major player in pay television and increase its clout with media companies at a time when video is moving online. The agreement was approved by the company's board Sunday. Comes just a few months after Comcast's $45 billion agreement to buy Time Warner Cable. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson says the merger is an opportunity to create something unique.
We're going to have a best-in-class nationwide wireless network, a premier nationwide video service with terrific content relationships, and when we're done, we'll have a broadband build-out to 70 million customer locations.
Meanwhile, AT&T can walk away from its merger with DirecTV if the satellite TV provider isn't able to renew its Sunday ticket offering with the National Football League. That's what AT&T said in a filing with the SEC. DirecTV's deal with the NFL expires at the end of this season. Microsoft and German business software maker SAP are expanding their partnership in enterprise cloud computing, mobile devices, and other areas. The companies say the goal is to increase customer access to SAP's business software and applications in cloud computing and on Microsoft mobile devices. A Samsung executive says the company is working to use biometric sensors in its mobile security system, which the company expects to be available even for low-end smartphone models. Coming up, we'll look at how tech stocks fared today.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Stocks were higher to start the week. The NASDAQ up 35 at 41.25. The Dow added 20 at 16,511. The S&P was up 7. Shares of AT&T were down about 1% today. DirecTV fell $1.53 at $84.65. Google up 1.5%. Apple was up about 1%. Chip stocks rallied on an RBC Capital note arguing the semiconductor industry is entering a new phase in which chip makers are expected to scale back capital expenses while generating more cash. RBC analyst Doug Freeman upgraded several chip makers to outperform. Shares today of Micron Technology up 3.5%, NVIDIA up 3%, Texas Instruments up about 1%, as was Broadcom. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Tom Ortuso for the Wall Street Journal.